Right, good morning. Get the presentation up. Let's see. Appreciate everybody for being here on this wonderful, beautiful day so far. I think we're supposed to get some bad weather in a little bit. Yes, sir. All right. So, again, appreciate y'all being here and celebrating the Lord's Day. We know today is the day that we set aside also once a year as Mother's Day, but always each Sunday, each first day of the week is the Lord's Day, as we should always remember God and serve Him every day. But we do have a sermon, shocking as it may be, this morning, related to mothers. So, and specifically Christian mothers and their example and recognition of them and showing how important they are in our lives. So first slide here just says Happy Mother's Day, and we know we have a quote from Proverbs 31, one of the main chapters or most commonly cited passages that we discuss when we talk about mothers and women and the importance of women and Christians. But says here, her children rise up and call her blessed. And I've got the rest of that verse there in this slide. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. So I want to rise up and call my mother blessed this morning. I'm certainly blessed to have her. And also, as the husband of the woman who made me a father, the mother of my children, praise her and thank her for both of their faithful attitudes and behaviors in being Christian and the mothers. And we all, each of us, appreciate our mothers, especially those who were blessed to have Christian mothers, which is what we're going to talk about today, Christian mothers. We know that society today, especially, but you know, for the last several decades, it's been getting worse and worse, is in dire need of Christian mothers, and it is very, very tragic that so many people grow up without the benefit of a wonderful, loving Christian mother. And we want to just consider how much better society as a whole would be in this whole world if everyone was blessed with a great Christian mother. You think of that. You know, if we had that attitude of a person that we're going to discuss a lot today, helping to show us the love and devotion and instruction and guidance and support that we need. If every child had that raising up, how much better this world, how much less problems would there be in this world of those emotional things that arise from the lack of love and support of a good mother, particularly a Christian mother, in this world. So those of us who have been blessed with this should be very thankful indeed, and I certainly am, and mourn for those who have lost their mother or who did not get the benefit of being raised from someone with these type of characteristics. So we know often, you know, Mother's Day is a wonderful day for those of us who still have our mothers. Sometimes it's very sad for those who have lost their mothers, and we appreciate and support those who have sadly undergone this and love y'all. But we were going to remember our great mothers who have sometimes passed on, and also appreciate those that are still here with us. All right, so continuing Christian mothers. We're often told, you know, in the church, that Christianity is a religion that disrespects women. But this is far, far from the truth. Christianity, we place a great deal of respect and reverence, and they have a very vital place, as do Christian men. You know, we all have our places, but the Bible is filled with examples of mothers and Christian women. The word mother appears 226 times in just the King James Version of the Bible, and that was the singular mother. I didn't do a search for plural, other forms of it. I don't think we ever have the word mom in the Bible, but anyway, we know that it is mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible. We have discussion of mothers. So we have multiple examples of recognition and praise for great Christian mothers, including the one that was mentioned at the beginning of the sermon from Proverbs 31 there. And there is obviously a lot to learn from what the Bible says about mothers and their value. We know that what the Bible says on any subject is the most important opinion and view and instruction. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is what the Bible has to say about mothers. And this is not an all-inclusive. I'm not going to go through all 226 of those verses that talk about mothers, but an overview of the importance of mothers and showing them our appreciation. So from the very beginning, we see how God shows how important women are. In Genesis 2 and 24, this is the first mention of the word mother in the Bible, where it says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This is in Genesis chapter 2. So the very beginning of the Bible, you know, the first chapter talks about creation, and this Genesis chapter 2 just goes a little more in detail of the creation, specifically also in discussing Eve being created. And this is even before there was such a thing as a mother, all right, if you think about it, because Adam and Eve were the only two in existence. They neither one had a mother. They had God as their creator, but he's giving instruction for the rest of existence. So this is the very beginning. A man shall leave his father and his mother and then become one in union of marriage with his wife. So from the very beginning, we get the Bible talking about mothers. All right. So also we see even in the Old Testament law, in the Mosaic law, in the Ten Commandments, the fifth of those commandments, the first four talk about God and respecting him, and the fourth that talks about the Sabbath day, but the first it's talking about something other than our reverence for God and the Sabbath day in which they were to take rest and remember God, is talking about honoring our fathers and our mothers. And we need to remember that our behavior reflects on our parents, our fathers and our mothers, and to always strive to show them honor in how we live and act and talk on a daily basis. We are to give honor and respect to our parents. And we see the Bible putting this in one of the Ten Commandments, all right, how important parents are, and to show them love and respect and honor. And every day of our life, when we're interacting with others, when we're at work, when we're at school, when we're around our friends, what we do, how we behave, is a reflection on how we were raised. And so, Mom, I'm sorry for all the mistakes I've made and putting any bad reflection on you, okay? I know none of us are perfect, but, you know, we need to remember that, and that'll help us, you know, not only are we to be living right for God and serving him, but we live right to honor and respect our parents as well. Okay, another Old Testament example is the example of Hannah. Hannah, in 1 Samuel 1, in caring so much about, you know, being a mother, in her prayer to God, asking to be a mother, she wanted to be a mother, and her giving her son, Samuel, who was such a very important role. When you read through the Old Testament, you know, his role was very long and important role and did so many great things. But we see the results of her love and her sacrifice and all those important things that her son wound up doing because of how much she cared about serving God, giving her son to God, and being a good mother. Then we also see in the New Testament one of the very last acts of Jesus being crucified on the cross. He showed his love for his mother, Mary, and making sure that she was taken of, instructing John to take care of her as he would his own mother. So this shows how important Jesus felt his earthly mother, Mary, was to him. And we need to learn from that example as children in caring and making sure that we want our parents to be taken care of, our mothers to be taken care of. If we're not going to be able to take care of ourselves when Jesus was going to be gone physically, he made a way for her to have what was needed supplied for her and being taken care of and loved. So we need to learn by that example. Next, Romans 16, when Paul closes the letter, this is the 16th, the last chapter of Romans, and he gives his final greetings. It's just, he lists a lot of people there, and he's like, say hey to so-and-so, basically, and all this kind of stuff. But he includes six women, specifically mention the importance of their help to him and giving instructions for others to help them as they had helped him, and even referring to one as being a mother to him. So a lot of times Paul gets a bad reputation because there are some things that he says that in defining the role of women, and society today views him as somebody who is anti-woman or not liberal enough, and not supporting equal rights and that kind of thing. But we see how important women were to him singling out how much that they had done. And just think of, if you were someone who, whether you're a man or a woman, and your name is written in the Bible as an example of somebody who was a good Christian, was a good, working, helpful Christian. And these six women that he mentions in the 16th chapter of Romans there, taking the time to write about them. So it shows you that he certainly was not anti-woman. He appreciated women very much and gave instructions for others to help them in what they were doing and how much they were doing for the church, how much they were working for the church. So good, important example there. Also, Paul again shows the importance of the role of mothers and grandmothers. We know a lot of times, sadly, people may not have a mother that is able to take care of them. Maybe they've passed away, or maybe there's other situations where they're not around. But grandmothers also can take a very big role in taking care of children and being good examples and raising them. We've got certainly more than a couple here in this congregation that have had that role. But in verse 5 of 2 Timothy 1, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, talking to Timothy, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So how was Timothy raised? He was raised by good Christian, wouldn't have been Christian at that time, it would have been Jewish, but now we have Christian mothers who raised him in the knowledge of God's word, okay? Serving God, putting God first. What does Paul comment on here? The unfeigned faith that dwelt first in the grandmother and the mother. So because of their faith in raising Timothy in the word as a faithful child of God, then that helped Timothy become the great minister and preacher that he became, and such a great help to Paul as well. So the role of great Christian mothers today is to show, first of all, love for God in everything that they do as an example to their children, and to give instruction to the children in the word, provide that great example, raise us in the word, raise our children in the word, by not just telling them, but also doing what is right as a Christian. And this slide kind of seems like it's a summary slide, and it is, but we have some more after this as well. All right. So, again, we've spoken of the importance of a Christian mother's shown from the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis 2. And the importance is shown in our instruction to honor them as children. We have a responsibility to honor our mothers. Also, all those examples, which, like I said, we didn't go through all 226 of those mentions there. We just gave one or two examples. But praising and recognizing the importance of good Christian mothers. The importance that Jesus showed also in his earthly mother and in making sure that she was taken care of. That's our responsibility as children. So many times now, even when we're adults, it's the parents still taking care of adult children, but we know traditionally the role, and it should be, as our parents age, it's our responsibility of children, making sure that they are taken care of. Now we just kind of a lot of times think, oh, that's the government's role. The government's going to give them a check and the government will take care of them and all this kind of stuff. But all traditionally throughout the ages, it's been the role of children to take care of their elderly parents. Thankfully, mine are not elderly yet. I got to wait till I have to start taking care of them. But eventually. All right. Oh, wait. I didn't get that last one. Get back to the slide. Slow. I think I've tapped too many times. Nope, one more. All right. And the importance shown in pointing out the godly mothers of children who became faithful servants and leaders for God. So, young people in the church today, those of us who are middle-aged, all of us should be very thankful for the mothers we have and the good example we have, and how reliant we are on that example. Like I said, not everyone has that same great faithful example. Some are able to overcome that limitation and become good Christians even without it, being converted maybe later on in life. But it's such a benefit and a head start when we do have that from the very beginning of our lives and how we are shaped as we grow. All right. So again, we said tragically, the importance of Christian mothers is also shown in society today because of the lack thereof. Very few people in the world grow up with the example of a good Christian mother, okay? And as we mentioned briefly before, how much of the problems in this life arise as a result. All the crime, all the emotional anxiety and depression that comes from so many children. I, in the medical field, see this very, very, very regularly on a daily basis. Children coming up and they're having emotional problems, they're having behavioral problems, and it's because they do not have that loving, supportive two-parent system in place that God had planned for us. Today we're talking about mothers, but children need a good, positive male and female role model as their married father and mother in their life. That was God's plan. That was there for a reason. And the fact that that is lacking in the majority of the world causes innumerable problems. And so we, as we make our decisions in life, especially talking mainly to the young people right now, make sure that you follow the plan that God has, okay, that God gave us. That's that you will form a family by being married, all right? Young men, choosing good Christian women to be your wife. Young women, choosing good Christian men to be your husband. And having a family so that your children can have that stable, good, supportive unit, family unit of two Christian role models showing them the love and care that they deserve, and giving them the best chance that they can have to grow up to be good Christians, be good members of society, well-formed and respectful. And that's what we need. We need to be preaching on that on a much more regular basis, because it's vital in this world. God knows what he's talking about. All right. And Christian mothers, we want to thank all Christian mothers that are present, and all of them that we've had in the past. We want to give recognition to you and praise. And we specified Christian mothers in this title of this lesson, because that is the most important aspect of being a mother, is being a Christian, okay? There are mothers in this world who may be good, loving, caring people, may be very attentive to their children, may make sure they're dressed well, make sure a lot of things are taken care of, and providing good emotional support to them. But if that mother is not a Christian, she is missing the most important thing that she can have to raise her child, all right? Because if you raise your child anything other than a Christian, you are not preparing them for their eternal life in the next life after this life is over. And that is our forever life. This life is our short life, all right? So that's why we said Christian mother in this, because there's Muslim mothers, Buddhist mothers, atheist mothers. Like I said, some of them can be very loving and caring and attentive, but being a Christian mother is by far the most important thing that any mother can be. I want also to give encouragement for today's women to learn from these examples and model their attitudes and characteristics after the ones that we read of in the Bible, by putting God first, by being Christian in our attitudes, by being loving, attentive, by being in the Word, by being good examples to our children. And so this is the most important thing that any mother can be. And encouragement also for each of us to honor our mothers, not just today on Mother's Day, happens once a year, but every day, and how we live, and as our behavior reflects on how they raised us, as we spoke of a moment ago, and then how we treat them and show our gratitude and our love. So again, thank you to all of the mothers here, and encouragement to those in the future who will become mothers. We know we always end our sermons with the plan of salvation for anyone who may be here who has never obeyed the gospel and become a Christian. We know that God has already done his part. He sent his Son, Jesus shed his blood, and we have left the Word, the Bible, for us to learn from. That's where we learn all of this. And then our part is to hear or learn of the gospel, of the Bible, the New Testament, Word of God, to believe it, and then to apply it to our lives, understand that we are in sin, and repent of that sin, turn our lives around and make the decision to live for God, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus is the only way to heaven, not by anybody else outside of Jesus. No other religion, no other man, no other person, but only Jesus. We must confess his name in order to be saved. And then that final act of obedience that puts us into Christ is being immersed in water for the purpose of the remission of our sins. We read about in Mark 16:16, 1 Peter 3:21, and also Acts chapter 2 and 38. And then after we become a Christian, it's our responsibility to do what we did back when we repented, made that decision to live for Christ, We've got to continue doing that each and every day. When we do stray, we need to return to Christ, asking forgiveness and being faithful and humble enough to do that. And God is faithful to forgive us. So if there's anyone here that's never become a Christian and needs to do that, or if you've strayed into sin in your life and need to return and repent, we ask that you do so as we stand and sing the invitation song.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have...